Mother Murren, and I am part of Queen Sunniva's court. As you know, Queen Sunniva had to flee from here many years ago to escape from an evil king who wanted to marry her without even asking. Rude and unromantic. So we fled and we spent the rest of our days in Norway, but tonight she's coming back to collect us all. That's why we're marching about with our suitcases. We're so confused. Why does no one else have a suitcase?
Is my backpack big enough,
that
do you think?
That is perfect. We would love to have you on board. She arrives at 9 o'clock.
Well, I've got my swimming shorts packed as well.
How exciting. This trip just got a whole lot more fun.
Well, there's plenty of food to choose from along the quay here, like there's been all week, of course. I'm at the markets here now, and thousands of people grabbing their last bite, stuffing their faces with sugary treats before the big show on the water at 9 o'clock. Some of us don't know what to expect, of course, but we do know there will be fireworks. The 12 yachts that went right across the world will come up the foil here. And as I turn to my right, we've got one man here who's eating fire, we've got one man breathing fire, and a woman who's using a hula hoop that's on fire. And it's safe to say this performance is attracting quite a few young people.
Like, it's a great atmosphere. So many stalls and people, and everyone's like enjoying themselves, eating food, having a good time.
I think it's very good. So it is. It's great for the city. You know, it'd be very sad to see this leaving the city, you know, and I would hope that they would think about bringing it back again in future years, you know.
It's like being on holidays. It's great to see. You meet people that, you know, like you haven't met for years. And, you know, I've been at it every night this week, even with the rain. Even if it's just walking up and down, having a ball, just it's great.
It's going to be sad to see the yachts leaving tomorrow morning.
It will be. It will be. Because it was somewhere to go every day.
It's almost getting dark. There's loads of wee boats in the foil and they're all lit up. It's just gorgeous. It's really lovely. And the atmosphere's lovely. Everybody's just milling about enjoying it. I said earlier, I thought I was in the French Riviera or something like that there. It's gorgeous. Not that I've never been to the French Riviera, but it's gorgeous. It's really lovely. We need to do it again in 2 years' time. We absolutely have to do it again in 2 years' time. Everybody, it's as if we're all on holidays. It's like being on holidays in your own town. It's just amazing. I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it.
There's a helium balloon. I don't know what size you would call it, but it's enormous anyway. And there's a girl suspended from it on a harness. And she's doing acrobats, swinging round and doing kind of, what would you say, like ballet moves. And which is nice, she's coming down to the children and grabbing their hands and coming near them. Really, really elegant, really lovely right now. It's like a circus thing you'd see in Cirque du Soleil, isn't it? Really brilliant, I think it's great.
And here we go, the first of the fireworks to end an amazing week and a half of the Clipper Race stop over here in Derry. What did you make of that?
I thought it was fantastic. One of the best firework displays ever, I thought.
It was unbelievable.
I got the feeling that this is the warmest welcome and friendliest people, so yeah. Everyone, it's probably the most friendly place I've ever been, really.